From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Indonesia's capital rocked by gunfire and explosions. Militants set off a series of explosions in Jakarta Thursday, triggering gun battles with police lasting hours. At least seven, including four attackers, have been killed. Reporter Franz Demon reports from the Indonesian capital.
They're using grenades, but some say that they may use also suicide bomb near the Starbucks cafe. But the grenade they throw to the police.
He said the violence occurred in an upscale part of the city that includes luxury hotels, embassies, and other office buildings frequented by foreign tourists. Iranian Deputy Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi says his government expects the International Atomic Energy Agency to issue a final report as early as Friday that confirms Tehran has met its obligations under the International Nuclear Agreement reached in July that would lead to sanctions relief. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry spoke of Iran's progress in remarks near Washington Wednesday.
I can assure you, we will continue to monitor implementation of this agreement closely because, yes, existential challenges are at stake here. And we will ensure that the specter of a nuclear-armed Iran is removed as a threat to the Middle East security and global peace. And it is not insignificant that Iran has agreed to submit to this, agreed to undertake these steps, agreed that it will not build this weapon.
Mr. Kerry also hailed Iran's release Wednesday of 10 U.S. Navy personnel after their craft drifted into Iranian waters the day before, calling it a success for diplomacy. The Ethiopian government Wednesday announced it was scrapping controversial plans to expand the capital Addis Ababa into surrounding areas. The original plan announced in November sparked violent anti-government protests that Human Rights Watch said last week left at least 140 dead. This is VOA News.